The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jucks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What one specific thing about the New Orleans Saints scares you as a Commanders fan?
Oh, there's a lot of things. So, do you want me to give them to you or let the callers? Let's let the callers.
We can let the callers start, and then you.
The number one thing is Kamara.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara has to be the
Kamara.
He's the one tomato. Offensive mainstay for that team. Like, as Chris Olave's gone down, Taysom Hill's gone down, Derek Carr suffers a hand injury. Most likely, he won't play. Like, there aren't a lot of guys left standing, and he's a really good dual threat running back. Contributes in the passing game a lot. He's going to get targeted, I think, well over 100 times. He already has 84 targets with four games left on the schedule.
No, he's kind of like, you know how Jason was like hyping up Saquon all the time? Mm-hmm. And this year it actually panned out.
Yeah.
Like, because they have so many weapons.
It's certainly works.
The good news is they don't have those other weapons.
He didn't suck with the Giants.
That is correct.
He didn't suck, but it was half the time.
It's a different offense. And,
yeah,
I agree. Better offensive line, better receivers.
So luckily, Kamara doesn't have that help. But
I'll say that their defense, even though there's not a lot of household names on it, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore is probably the biggest name, and now he's with the Commanders. Their defense has done a good job of limiting teams scoring wise over the last month. So I might be concerned with that the Commanders can't get to their scoring average against a pretty stingy defense. But I have a hard time thinking the Saints team is going to control the ball a lot on offense with a backup quarterback and limited skill position help around Kamara.
I think if Washington loses, it's only because, well, they'll probably turn the ball over a couple times.
Right.
But they just kind of look rusty coming off the bye. Mm-hmm. They just don't look sharp. Now, I don't really expect that. I expect them to look sharp. And I think that they're going to they're going to be really balanced, and I think B-Rob's going to be a key role in that. But I just think that they got so many more weapons, and this is a game that you have to win. Because if you look at the teams that are kind of chasing you for that wild card, mm-hmm. you know, they're like the Rams are hot. And the Rams play a short week. They got to play the Niners this week on Thursday. But there's some teams that are kind of chasing you that you kind of have to watch out for. But Washington has to beat the bad teams, and they've pretty much done that this year so far on the schedule.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. What scares you about this team?
I'll tell you what doesn't scare me. Their rushing defense. They allow 134 rushing yards per game. Well, so it could be a big B-Rob day, big Jaden day, could be a big Chris Rodriguez day.
Mm-hmm. Which I think, as you mentioned, he's coming on 9 o'clock. That's must-hear radio. Yep. Let's go to Dave in Rested. Dave, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hello, Dave.
Jason just kind of hit on my point. Russ coming off the bye, man. We had a 10-day break between us playing and then the Dallas game, and that
was
did
a
not
dud.
Look pretty.
Yeah,
yeah, especially the first half. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think they obviously know that, right? So they're going to tweet things or remind the guys, I would think, right?
I hope so, yeah. I'm very keen on seeing an adjustment there.
By the way, last I checked, unless I missed something, I don't think they cut their kicker.
They have not at this point. I mean, they owe you two Venmo dollars at some point if that doesn't happen.
Oh, did they bring in some for tryouts?
I don't even know.
Haven't even heard.
I don't know.
Been pretty quiet.
It was like obvious. Like, of course they're going to cut the kicker.
Well, I mean, I thought at a bare minimum, you bring in guys for a tryout. Maybe they just love them some Zane Gonzalez.
Something they love them is just that you can't just fire a guy for one bad week. I don't think.
By the way, a guy that has been flashing for this Saints defense, got to give props to second-year pro and local guy Brian Brezzi that played at Damascus, played at Clemson.
Mm-hmm. He had the block against the Giants.
The big block against the Giants, and he leads them with 7.5 sacks.
He's had a really good year.
Well, he was supposed to be the truth.
Well, I saw him play in high school, and it was literally men amongst boys.
Right.
Like you saw him, and at this point, he was like, I think, a top five recruit, and he was just ragdolling people.
He had the tragedy of like his sister dying.
Sister passed from cancer.
Brutal.
Within the last, I think, year and a half or so. So terrible.
Brutal.
But that's good. Good that he's developing there for that defense and somebody that the offensive line is going to have to account for.
All right, so what scares you about this game? I know there are a bunch of diehard guys that aren't scared of anything.
You know what doesn't scare me? Jake Haener and or Spencer Rattler.
Whichever quarterback
they
have back
there. How could you be scared of either of those people taking snaps against your defense?
But to be honest with you, and this will sound, you won't like it, I'm not really that scared of even Carr. I'm not even that scared. He can put up big numbers.
I wouldn't be terrified of Carr, but he is a veteran.
I'm generally with you, but if Derek Carr had his full complement of weapons, if he had Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave and Kamara in the backfield and Taysom Hill, then you might be a little scared of Derek Carr.
But,
he doesn't.
A little.
He doesn't.
And he's most likely not going to play.
Right.
Like, how do you play with a broken left hand?
All right, let's go to David in North Carolina. What scares you, if anything, about this game? David, what's up, buddy?
David.
Oh, nothing scares me about this game.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing at all. I think it's a get-right game. I think we run all over them. I mean, the Saints are trash. You just said it's Spencer Rattler. Are you kidding me? There's high school quarterbacks I'm more worried about than Spencer Rattler.
Well, I couldn't name one.
All right, thank you for the call.
Rattler played in three games this year. He threw 100 passes in the three games. He threw a ton of passes in the Tampa loss. That was a 51-27 loss. He's got one passing touchdown and two picks.
I mean, they're not horrific numbers.
No, I mean, I would think that if Rattler plays, they're going to throw the ball a little bit more than with Haener. This is my guess. But you got to feel really good about, you know, defensively about facing Haener or Rattler.
If Rattler does play, the number that jumps out at you is he played in three games. He was sacked 14 times.
Yeah.
So if Rattler's under center, if that's the guy, and look, if you're the Saints, they did turn to Haener when Carr got hurt, and they still have a grasper shot at the playoffs, so maybe they think Haener is just further along than Rattler. I think as a Commanders fan, you'd rather see Rattler. Because he's more mistake prone, he'll get sacked more.
6-1, half dozen in the
other
case.
That's more propensity for him to cough the ball up. Big defensive plays could follow. You want to see Rattler under center.
Haener's a smaller guy, but he can scoot a little bit.
Yeah,
so that's why maybe
that always can hurt. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm really more. I mean, obviously Kamara is somebody that jumps out at you when you just look at them. But also just from our own perspective, like, I want to continue the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to show that we're back on track offensively. I want to see those huge holes. I mean, we're going to have B-Rob on in about 49 minutes, and he had a tremendous game. He also had huge holes.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line did an unbelievable job. They seemed like they were back in sync. Jaden obviously kind of put himself back in sync. And then I want to see what Lattimore does, man. I'm going to see what he adds to this defense.
Yeah. We're not talking enough about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to assume he's playing.
I am too.
And if he is, he just makes you better.
I would assume he's playing unless he has the world's most damaged hamstring that they acquired in a trade. Saints, by the way, kind of right in the middle for points allowed, 22.5 points per game.
Yeah. Well, we need to put at least 30 on them.
At least 30?
Yes.
That's kind of a high. So eight more than their average.
Yes.
All right.
Because
I like offense.
When
you know
when we're clicking, we score a lot of points, Cakes. When we're clicking, we score a lot of points.
Agree.
Yeah.
I think like 27 or 28 is a good landing spot. You get there, you should be able to get this win.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to them. We cannot afford a step backwards. And at the end of the day, all that matters is winning. But I'm kind of looking for style points now.
I don't see many scenarios where the Saints are able to cobble together more than like 17 or 20 points with either Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener.
Well, they can if we give him short fields. If Jaden has an interception or a fumble. What about just like
you mean things he doesn't do very often?
Well,
he's gonna do those all of a sudden?
Tipped balls happen.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, tipped ball all of a sudden now, you know, they got great field position. They're scoring. I mean, you know, games can get sideways. I mean,
a special teams issue, a gaffe, like what happened last night with Dallas.
Now, this guy's leg, remind me, because I'm old, this guy's leg's better than Seibert's in the sense that he can kick it through the end zone easier, I think.
Should be, and it's controlled environment. It's indoors.
Yeah. He's gonna have a good day.
He's gonna have a good day.
I'm almost guaranteeing.
Would you bet on no misses? No missed. The bet is no missed field goal or missed extra point.
No misses under 52.
Oh, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take a miss from 51.
Put the two bucks up. That he already owes you.
I'll put the $2 up. We'll let it ride. Because you're gonna owe me if he's playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna owe you. Yeah. We'll let it ride.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a miss from 51 or less.
Yeah. 52 is a push.
52 is a push. 53 or more, you're off the hook.
If he misses. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
Ah, listen on the Odyssey app. Thank you, Mark.
What's up, pal?
You betcha. How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm scared of Chase Young. Revenge game.
Oh, give me a
and
break.
His stats. No, if you look
revenge
at his
game
last week, he led the league in the defeats of his blocks.
Okay.
And that's an
what
issue.
What site are you using for that stat?
The Next Gen stats
Next
last
gen.
Night that they showed on Monday Night Football. They were saying that he was under 2.5 seconds for more than 8 of his rushes.
I think you have to factor in who they were playing.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
True that.
Bad offensive line and a third string quarterback.
I think Chase's history, it's pretty clear. He gives you about 2.5 seconds of effort, and then he shuts it down.
Well, I can't argue with that. But on the other hand, I think that that's something that should be a concern.
All right, now we'll say this.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
In the Giant game, he did have 3 quarterback hits, which tied for the team lead. All right, so.
Okay.
But again, I think you have to factor in. They were playing against.
I think it's pretty easy to hit Drew Lock.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Lock was holding the ball.
Right.
I mean, he had almost 30 incompletions.
You don't know how he started the game, Drew Lock.
How he started the game? I didn't see the first play.
0-for-8.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah. 0-for-8. He's a pretty terrible quarterback.
All right, let's go to AJ in D.C. AJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, Junk? How y'all feeling this morning?
Hey, AJ. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I don't normally call. I only call during the dog days of winter when nobody's at work. I'm the only one out on the truck.
Hey, we appreciate that.
Definitely a Saints fan. Just wanted to call from a Saints point of view. Cake, I don't think you guys are giving us much credit as we deserve. Yeah,
right.
we're on the back end. Hear me out, EB. Hear me out. Yeah, we're on the back end. We lost Carr. To me, and I watch this team. I tell everybody this on the internet. You guys don't really watch our team. Carr, minus the veteran experience, Carr and Spencer Rattler, they both have the same physical attributes. Rattler can make every throw Carr can make. He just doesn't have the veteran experience to decipher while on the field. So, and to that's what made me really want to call in because Cakes was hurting my heart, like just downplaying on Rattler. Cake, those 3 games that Rattler started, 3 out of 5 of our starting linemen were injured. Including our center, our all-pro center, Eric McCoy.
All right, let's get a little context
there. That's a good
there.
Nugget.
A little
sure.
context
yeah.
there, Cakes.
Yeah, yeah, so that's why, you know, we were all in shambles. And, of course, I believe we were out without Shaheed. I think Shaheed did get hurt during that time span. But regardless, everything went through our center. Our whole offense after those first two high-power weeks, Eric McCoy, our center, got hurt, and everything went to shambles after that. We had a backup center, then our left tackle got hurt, then our right guard got hurt. So everything was just chess pieces just trying to fill everything in. But now I believe with Spencer Rattler, we got our whole last week. Well, not last week. This past Sunday versus the Giants, that was our first game with all five of our starting linemen back. And I believe our offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, I believe he can draw up. He can scheme it up. I mean, we got mediocre receivers. The only big-name receiver we got is Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And he has stepped up and became a deep threat in these past couple weeks. So I'm hoping Marshawn plays because, yeah, I want to stick it to Marshawn.
Tell me what we're getting in Marshawn from your perspective.
EB, you're gonna be fed up. You're gonna be fed up. He's a great player, but he doesn't stay on the field. You're gonna be fed up.
Just the injury.
He might. Yeah, it's just an injury prone. Just an injury proneness. He is going to be plenty of times. He's going to come off the field. You're gonna be wondering where's Marshawn? Where's Marshawn? He's just injury prone. That's it. He's a hell of a player. All right. Pro. He was one of our first All Pros. Once we revamped the franchise and the organization back in 2017 with him and Alvin Kamara.
Right.
But he's a hell of a player. He just can't stay on the field. That's it.
Right. What is your perspective? I'm just curious because you're a diehard Saints guy. What is your perspective? What are you worried about with Washington?
I'm worried about Jaden. That's it. I'm worried about Jaden. Chase is a bum. I don't know why we picked up Chase. Chase can't tackle nothing. He can't keep nothing contained.
Nobody loves Cam Chase Jordan. Young, even Saints fans.
Cam Jordan, we brought in Chase to give him a chance because Cam Jordan is getting old. So yeah. We wanted Chase Young to give him a one-year prove-it deal. If you can step up, all right, we're going to release Cam Jordan because he's getting old. Not release him, but he's probably going to just retire as a Saint, and that was going to be Chase's position. But we have no containment on the outside other than Carl Granderson on the other side. I'm not really scared of your run game, like y'all just said. Brian Brisee, he's definitely been stepping up. He's been a huge part. So yeah, I'm just scared. I'm really just scared of Jaden because, and then our starting middle linebacker, Demario Davis, All Pro, he's getting up there in age too, and he's not sideline to sideline anymore. So my biggest fear is keeping Jaden contained and those quick.
You're not worried about Terry. Right over there. You're not worried about B-Rob.
I was just about to say that, EB. I mean, those quick read options. When he's throwing it right over the linebacker head,
because
my linebacker is slow. He's slow. He can't keep up anymore. So that's I believe this game is going to go all on. It's going to be all on for you guys to win. It's going to be all on Jaden. For us to win, it's going to have to be our defense step up because, like y'all said, we don't have too much other than Valdez-Scantling and Kamara. If you guys stack the box every play, or you know, three out of four plays, if you guys stack the box and stop Kamara and force Rattler to pass. And you double up Marquez out there. Scotland, we don't have no other receivers.
AJ, we got to run. I actually love the enthusiasm, and I love your breakdown. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, I listen to y'all every day, man. I'm good. A P1, man.
Good thank job. You. Good thank job. You, AJ. You're a good man. Thank you, buddy.
He's the biggest Saints fan outside of New
thank you, man.
New
love
Orleans.
You. Yeah. I love his breakdown. I love his enthusiasm.
All right, don't forget, coming up in about 40 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. will join us as he prepares to face those New Orleans Saints this weekend.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my wife with an elite level Christmas time move a couple days ago where I've just been, you know, throwing out a few hints like I really haven't been doing that much Christmas shopping, haven't bought many gifts. Like, what do you want for Christmas? And I think this is the second or third year where she just shows me something like on her phone, like I'm going to order this and you can just give this to me and this can be my main present. And that's music to most, I think, most guys and husbands' ears. When you've been married for a long time, it's like
true, but don't you want a surprise?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get her other surprises, but for her to come up to just fill in that gap, there's clearly a gift gap there, was big. I was appreciative that she made that move.
Right.
That's a good move.
I like to have somewhat of a surprise.
Do you?
But it doesn't have to be big. I just don't want them to know, because then I feel like it's, you know, like my kids do that a lot. I'm sure your kids do it too, where like as it gets closer, your mom or something will buy something with them and go, I'll give this to you on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I'll wrap this for you. You can open up on Christmas Day.
Right.
That's kind of lame. Right? I don't really like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, my daughter's giving me ideas. Dad, I want this, this, this.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably, they know they're going to get, if not all of them, most of them.
Do you rely on your daughters to, for what to get?
My wife?
Yeah. Because they're great at that. Like, I'm assuming.
Daughters are dialed in.
Daughters are dialed in. They know exactly what your wife needs.
Either my, yes, my daughters or my mother-in-law.
Oh, she knows too?
She knows.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have that relationship like most moms and daughters, where they talk all the time?
All the time. Yeah. Pretty much every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, she went over there. Teresa went over to her mother's yesterday. She lives in Annapolis to help her put up some Christmas decorations.
Very nice.
Because, you know, she's older. Moment. She can't get up, you know, can't get all the stuff out of the attic and the closet. So she went over there and helped her for like 3 hours.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of help, I'm glad you brought that up. I might need your help because you are, I consider you the king, probably the best person on the planet at like going through charges, like on a credit card statement or like a bank statement. I have this recurring pay. I must be getting jobbed here. It's like a recurring PayPal debit out of my checking account.
For how much?
Now, it's not a lot. It's like $8.47.
Per month?
Yeah. But
or multiple times per
month. You don't
month.
Know what it is. Month.
I have no idea what it's
can't
for.
Can you just cancel it?
I think I could probably just
you
go
can't,
into,
you just call PayPal?
I could probably just go into PayPal and just either shut my account down or just dispute the charge. Or
just say, cancel this. Say, I don't know what this is anymore. Can you please cancel this automatically?
I think I need to do that.
It's a life leak.
Yeah, it's a life leak.
You got a life leak.
I'm bleeding out $8.47 every month. Something that I have no idea what it is.
It could have been something that one of your kids ordered.
Maybe.
Started.
Maybe some sort of subscription.
Them? Have you asked them?
No.
Well, don't really care about the $8.49, but...
But I don't want it to keep happening.
I get it.
I don't want it to keep leaking but out of my account.
That's what you... Well, you call your bank and say, I'm getting deducted $8.49 per month, and I don't recognize it, and they do their own investigation.
Sure.
And then they put it on hold, and so they'll block it until they do their investigation.
And then they're like, when I leave, they're like, look at this poor guy coming in worried about $8.47 a month out of his account. Squeaker.
Do you do the deal, Jason? I know you always say, I tell my wife, I want nothing, you know, I'm gonna
save
Zippy. Money, right?
I want Zippy.
Do you guys do an agreement? I have a buddy who says that he and his wife have an agreement that they don't get each other gifts for Christmas, you know, because like, you know, like normal humans, if they need something, they get it.
No, because I feel terrible if I don't get her at least one thing.
That's what I said.
But I don't feel bad if I don't have to open one present. Literally, I don't have to.
I would feel a little bit bad.
You don't feel bad.
I don't.
You don't feel left out?
I don't.
Everybody's tearing into everything, and you're just sitting there saving money?
As I get older, I do not feel that way.
Right. No. I have felt that way as a grown adult, where it's just like it's all about everybody else, but you just that one day, you just, for whatever reason, maybe some agreement you had, or you just had, there was nothing, you got no presents.
Mm-hmm.
You had nothing, you had no treats.
Right.
Zippy.
But
I don't feel that bad.
I could never do that though.
When I was younger, of course. Now I don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one spending all the money for it.
Well, little bit of a Grinch over there.
He's a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're gonna mock me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is today? December 10th? We haven't put one Christmas decoration up.
Not one. Hold on. You don't have your tree up?
No. My wife said to me yesterday,
late.
Yeah, well, I know. We're just trying to get through life.
Yeah, I understand.
She said to me, you know, we got to go up in the attic and put all the Christmas. I said, it's so late. Can we just skip it?
No.
Can we just
called him a Grinch? You're the ultimate Grinch.
I am the ultimate
Grinch.
Your
house has no Christmas spirit whatsoever. Not one decoration's up.
I mean, you're 15 days
out. Not one stocking is hung.
If there's a decoration up, I'm unaware of it.
Right.
Because normally we have all the houses and you put the thing on the door. We don't do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We do the minimum. But, you know, we'll have a tree. You put the stockings. Lights.
You know you're going to get a nub tree, right? You're waiting till 2 weeks before Christmas because you're getting a real one, correct?
Yeah, but they usually have a decent, choice.
There's so many tree farms.
We go to this church that has a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find one.
It's overpriced, believe me.
What, $80?
I can't believe you don't have
bucks. They're like bucks.
Oh,
60.
Yeah, they're expensive.
If you get it at a private place,
$160?
Now, if you go to Home Depot, you can get one for like $50.
Yeah.
But,
well, that might be what you're doing.
If I were you, you're only going to have it up for less than 2 weeks. I'd be pushing for.
Buying a Christmas tree and just having that thing just die right in your house is the biggest waste of money.
Are you going to get it this week or this weekend?
I'm being completely
so you're really pushing for no tree this year.
I'd love to skip the whole thing.
Yeah, but you can't have with your kids opening presents. You can't have no tree in the living room.
I guess you're right.
Can you get a hologram of a tree projected onto the wall?
I mean, I have a fakie somewhere in the attic.
All right, we'll put that one up.
Right, exactly. But no, they want a real one. But they're not around. See, so like only my youngest is around. She's busy, and so
yeah, that's true.
It's just not something that we've been thinking about. But I got to. Mm. Yeah. I mean, how many people December 10th don't have any decorations up?
Now, I will say
probably not many.
Yesterday, I saw at least...
The only people who don't are people who don't celebrate Christmas.
There are at least a half dozen people driving around with the tree on top of their car yesterday.
Oh, you saw it?
Some people are still waiting until a couple weeks.
By the way, I also need to make...
time's running out.
A public service event. Please, please, everyone. My listserv in my neighborhood is blowing up. I'm not on it, but my wife tells me.
I don't know what that is.
They're like private little servers. You know, I'm sure you have one in your neighborhood. I'm sure Jason and them have one, like a private, like where people just community right. board or whatever.
Okay. Sounds terrible. I'd never go on that.
No, I don't think most guys do. The Mormon lights thing.
Yeah.
Guys, there's not that much to see. It's just a lot of lights.
You've already seen it from the Beltway.
It's almost impossible to get into my neighborhood from 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 8 p.m. It takes like 15, 20 minutes just to go, a couple hundred feet.
Oh, everybody's driving around your neighborhood
There's a line off of Beach Drive all the way up to turn in, and it's just infuriating. And my neighborhood is right across the street from the Mormon temple.
Right.
And
so much traffic.
Listen,
the holidays.
I've lived in that house for almost 20 years now. I think I've actually ventured over there like twice because I could see it. But like, it's just a lot of lights. There's nothing extraordinary going on there, people. It looks pretty from afar. Just drive by and go on your way. You don't need to linger.
Stop. Do people stop and take pictures?
Oh, they just, I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
I can't believe he has no Christmas decorations.
It's kind of surprising. Actually, it's not very surprising.
I mean, you don't have one Santa Claus sitting on top of a dresser anywhere or anything in the living room.
No elf on a shelf.
I have
some lights in my backyard for my golf net.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I had 3 hours. I was just hitting balls, goofing around, had dinner, hitting balls, goofing around.
Well, I'm surprised that your wife
is... I could have been putting tree stuff up. But
you wouldn't have... believed how many days, let's see, we're at December 10th. I believe my wife put up the first decorations. It was before Thanksgiving.
That is aggressive.
I think it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now, a lot of that was just bringing stuff up from the storage room in the basement.
She's prepping.
But it was sitting there in boxes.
Right.
Don't you hate all that?
I hate bringing everything up.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like when it's all out. You wouldn't believe how many decorations are in our house.
Oh, no, I believe it. I haven't been to your house. Your wife is into trinkets.
Yeah, but there's more.
Tchotchkes.
There's so many trinkets. There's more this year.
Will you send me a picture?
I'll send you a picture of every room.
No, believe me, I don't care that much. Just okay.
Oh, no, you have to get the full effect.
How about a couple rooms?
Yeah. You got to get the full effect.
Yeah. He hates Christmas decorations
There's
so much.
There's only like four or five rooms.
He won't even look at them on a picture.
It would only be four or five pictures. I'll send you four or five pictures of the main level.
Valdez, do you have Christmas stuff up in your place already? Are you a Christmas guy?
Yeah.
Let me guess, you like horse camping. You like frost the windows.
No, I don't do that. I do.
Even he's not that white trash.
You know what I'm into is the villages.
Villages.
Love that. That's what I'm saying. The houses.
Yeah.
I love the houses.
You guys are village people.
And I just want to put a train around them.
I put the cloth snow down, and then I put like the school and light it up.
Yep.
Really?
It's silly. Yeah.
You already have your tree.
I got a tiny fake one.
You got a tiny
fake one. So it's not that hard to put up.
What are you guys doing over to your house?
He went and got a tree already.
I got a tree.
When?
On Sunday from a listener.
Oh. I thought you were going to go Saturday before the Arizona State game. But you wait until
Sunday.
Well,
the game was at noon, and it's an hour away from my house.
Yeah, it's okay.
There was
all
a
right.
chance.
You should put Sparky on your tree as your tree topper.
What, is there a listener that has a tree farm? Is that what it is?
Yeah, great guy. He's been listening to the show for like 30 years.
Chad, right?
Chad, yeah. Awesome dude.
Chad, the Christmas tree farmer.
Has a Christmas tree farmer.
Where is it farm?
Deep Purcellville. Like, you got to drive 10 to 15 minutes to get to downtown Purcellville.
Oh, that's so far.
Basically Harper's Ferry. But it was awesome. It was a great day with my kids. They had goats, all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Drag that thing in the house. Pine needles everywhere.
Oh.
Broke the vacuum. Dyson's on the fritz. Jammed it all up. All these dumb needles.
But you got it up.
But you have all your. Do you have the houses and all that stuff too? The villages or whatever. Do you have that too?
Yeah. Last night Blake was playing with the Christmas.
Broke one.
Dropped it. Dropped it. Shattered. Hero dad. I took the blame.
Oh, you did.
You told your wife.
She's sobbing on the ground. She knows he's in trouble. She's not supposed to touch him.
Yeah.
So you said, don't worry, I'll tell mommy I did.
Mom came downstairs. Dad took the blame.
Wow. Was there any sort of, like,
now,
I want to ponder that.
I need to ponder that, Cakes.
Like, she just zipped it. She didn't. She wasn't like, oh, I did it. It wasn't dad.
No,
she didn't do that
bit. She was just sobbing on the ground.
But why didn't you just say, honey, don't worry about it. No big deal.
She's going to get a spanking.
I told her that. I said, yeah. That's why we don't touch it. And then she said, don't tell mom. Don't tell mom.
Uh-huh. Mom's the bad guy. You're the good guy.
Yeah. Mom came downstairs.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
I just took the blame. A hero dad. Tucked her in.
Well done.
A big kiss at
night. That's impressive. Undercut your wife.
Score
like
points
it.
With her, though. She'll remember
that. I think
my
wife knew what was going on.
Right.
I don't think she really thought I dropped it.
I mean, oops, butterfinger.
You have good hands, Drab. You're not going to drop the Christmas village.
Come on.
Big soft. Scataboo hands right here.
Scataboo.
Mar, what do you guys, what do you D-gens have over there in Animal House?
So we actually went to the same Christmas tree farm that Drab went to.
Hook Job City.
Why, because you got hooked too?
No, sorry, it's kind of a long story, but my roommate.
Does your boy own that too?
One of my roommates, his brother's married into the family that owns the Christmas tree farm. So we were actually the ones that helped Drab, like, you know, put Drab onto the farm and everything. Uh-huh. Got a reef from them. Went out there, sawed it down, brought it back to our house.
Sawed it down yourself? Man, that's a lot of work.
It's very Griswold.
Yeah. Put on Christmas lights.
People like doing that. My brother Matt and his family
I did
that
a long time ago. I did it once or twice.
Overrated,
not into
right?
it. Yeah, it's not that great.
But
yeah.
We had a real tree last year and a real tree again this year. I'm over that. Growing up, we had fake trees. Real trees, they're just way too much to keep up with. You got to vacuum around it every other day, water it. I mean, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Got to worry about it catching on fire.
Yes.
Your house going up in a deadly inferno.
Now, I will say, last year, we're going to do it again. We kept it up until like February, a little late.
That's very late.
Let it get dried out. Put that in the bonfire. It's like gasoline right there.
That's like deep frying a turkey. You better be careful with that or you're going to burn your house down along
no
with
kidding.
It.
I guess that's probably,
terrifying.
That's probably what we'll be doing this weekend.
I would assume.
Yeah, you're definitely putting one up.
And then ours will be, we'll be the family that has ours up till like middle of January.
It'll be out of
the
curb. We've
got to get our use out of it because it got it so late.
Got to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. All right, don't forget, Brian Robinson Jr. will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We have our weekly talk with the Commanders running back. That's at 9 here on the Junkies. Time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture as well. We'll lead off with Monday Night Football in case you missed it. Or you're just getting up late. Don't know what happened last night. In Dallas, Dallas loses again. They fall to 5-8. Cincinnati improves to 5-8 with a 27-20 win. Joe Burrow had a pretty good stat line. He was 33 of 44 passing, 369 yards, threw for 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Ja'Marr Chase, another massive game for him. 14 catches on 18 targets, 177 yards, 2 more end zone trips. He's going to get paid this offseason. He's just having a huge stat season for the Bengals.
Joe Burrow now in 13 games has completed 69% of his passes for 3,700 yards at 285 yards per game and 33 touchdowns. And just 6 picks. He's having an MVP type year. The problem is their team is 5-8.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to be looked at as, you know, an MVP worthy player because they're not going to the playoffs. But he is having the best season for any quarterback.
Yep. Putting up superstar numbers.
And then Chase is having a ridiculous year. He could end up with over 20 receiving touchdowns. So he's got 15 with four to play.
Yeah, let me pull up his numbers right now. I believe he's number one in the three important stat categories. I know he's number one in receptions.
93 catches.
93 catches, first in the league. 1,319 receiving yards, first in the league. 15 touchdowns, first overall. He's averaging 14.2 yards per reception.
He's got six more touchdowns than the next guy on the list, and that's Terry McLaurin. So actually, Terry McLaurin and St. Brown from Detroit both have nine.
All right, can I bring up this up again? Drabby, lock in. The Falcons traded five picks to the Browns to take Julio Jones.
How many ones?
They gave up their 27th, their 59th, and their 124th, right, and so their first and fourth round pick. And it moved them up, I think, from 27th to 6th. Now, obviously, you're going to have to do better than 6th.
Yeah.
But if Travis Hunter is that kind of guy, either defensively or offensively or a little bit of both,
yep,
I'm suggesting we consider it. A Julio Jones.
You want to give five or six picks, multiple ones.
He might potentially solve two problems. Now, I don't think he can play full-time receiver and full-time corner.
Not the NFL level, no. But he's a special player, no doubt. But I think it's too much to give.
I think Adam Peters is usually going to be the guy that's on the other end of the phone when the team, like, if he has the high pick and somebody wants to pay a massive overpay to come up 20 spots.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's going to be the guy that's making those sorts of moves when he's here as the GM.
I know everyone always frowns on that and says it's always like a loser move, but is that proven?
I mean, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers of some of the big deals. I know it didn't work out in the RG3 deal.
That is true.
That was a massive move up.
It looked good for a year, but yeah.
You got to remember, though, they have a value chart.
Yeah, of course.
And very unlikely Travis Hunter drops below three.
Yeah.
So, that's a big difference. Three is like almost double the value of six.
Yep.
I mean, it's
fair.
You'd have to give up even more.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Well,
we can speculate once we get closer to the draft.
It just so happens that guy's skill. By the way, I'm just thinking out loud as I'm sitting here. I haven't pondered it before today, but he fills the top two needs we might have.
Again, but he's not going
to
play.
Lattimore now addresses that to a little bit,
and he's not going to play full time DB and receiver at the NFL.
He'll play full time one of them, and then minor a little sprinkle. That would be my guess.
Yep,
I would think. He's not going to play both sides like he is in
full
Colorado.
Time. You can't do it like that. Yeah. Anyway, just throwing it out there, guys. Just trying to get excited.
I love the talent. I just don't see it as realistic.
When you look at this week's slate of games, there are really some big games to look at, starting with Thursday. All right, because Washington right now is sitting in that last wild card spot, the seventh playoff team in the NFC. Rams-Niners on Thursday night is a big game to watch. Because the Rams are 7-6 and kind of charging now that they've got both their receivers healthy and Stafford's just on fire and they've got a couple good running backs. So that's a big game to watch.
Purdy had a good game too this past weekend.
Niners are trying to stay relevant even though they're last in the division. So that's certainly a game to watch. Another game to watch for the NFC is the Patriots-Cardinals. Now, Washington has the head-to-head with the Cardinals because they beat them out there earlier in the year, but the Cardinals are 6-7, so you would certainly root for the Patriots in that game.
If I had to bet that game, I would take the Pats plus six. All day long. I just don't have a lot of faith in Kyler Murray leading the Cardinals.
I agree. Buccaneers-Chargers. Buccaneers are 7-6. I would probably root for the Buccaneers if I was a Commander fan because you've lost to the Buccaneers head-to-head, so you lose that tiebreaker. But you would want the Bucs to just win the division, so you're not really battling with them for a playoff spot. You would be battling Atlanta, who you play. And then Falcons-Raiders on Monday night. There's a Monday night doubleheader this Monday, one at 8 and one at 8:30. Falcons are in Vegas to play the Raiders. And, of course, the Falcons, even though you haven't played them yet, would be one of those teams you're battling for a playoff spot.
If the Falcons,
like three or four games that are really interesting to watch.
I mean, Kirk has to bounce back against the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders are 2-11.
They're bad.
They're dead in the water. Like, the Falcons, if they have any sort of playoff aspirations, that's got to be their slump buster.
And they don't know who's going to play because O'Connell was carted off.
Right.
But they said...
Well, I think Desmond Ridder looks like he's going
Desmond Ridder's got to be the starter.
Right.
Yeah. So if the Falcons can't beat... And that's a must-win for the Falcons.
Yeah.
They can't beat Desmond Ridder.
Desmond
they got
Ridder
problems.
Revenge game against the Falcons, that's just
right.
So you know.
That's right.
I mean, most of these guys you talk about revenge game are losers.
Yeah, a lot of times they are. This is true.
Yeah.
I like the I kind of like the Monday night double dips that they sprinkle into the schedule.
Is there a rhyme or reason for when they do it?
I know they always, it seems like,
closer to the holidays.
Like the second Monday night game of the year tends to be a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they've done it in the opening week before, too. And
I think when
they add some late
in the season.
I
think when the bye weeks end.
Now they give you a little something.
They'll double it up on Monday just to give you added value for Monday. But because there's no more bye weeks, I don't believe.
Right.
There are not.
Yeah, I think the byes are done. So that might be a reason. But anyway, there's some teams to root for and against.
I've gotten to the point where I may have to start a guy named Sincere McCormick at running back for one of my teams because he now has the lead job for the Raiders.
And you are in the playoffs in how many leagues?
About half. It's been kind of a lean
fantasy. So three out of six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only made two out of five.
They're
very
giving
bitter.
The ball to Sincere McCormick?
That's his name.
Right.
That's what happens when you start running out of running backs in the NFL. All right, don't forget, speaking of running backs, we'll have one join us next. Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders will join us next here on 106.7 The Fan.